Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Usain Bolt said, "I trained 4 years to run 9 seconds, and people give up when they don't see results in 2 months. That's you. 2 months. Lance says, give me 2 months, and I'll do this or do that and be mediocre. That's what you do." And Usain Bolt said, "Patience isn't just sitting around and waiting. It's doing the work."
I actually sent something to Dell. Jared Goff talks about it with quarterbacks. We can play it coming up in this hour. Look, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is I could get to a minimal level or make make a curling team for Nicaragua. I've made that
2 months.
You know, and they're not going to compete in the Olympics, but could I make a curling team in Nicaragua if I really worked on it for...
Hopefully not.
I'd probably need 5 months on that one. Do I have to learn to skate? Do you have to skate or no?
No. No,
it's
no
ice, though, right? What kind of shoes do I wear so I don't fall?
Well, they have those. They know which shoes.
But the broom guy?
You ought to learn what the shoes are.
I'm going to be the stoner. I'm not going to be the broomer. And I don't know if those are the technical
terms. You're
going
to be the guy
that
slides along with the stone?
That goes...
The stoner?
And lets it go like that. Real soft. Because I've played... I mean, I've obviously played shuffleboard in a bar before.
Right.
So it's similar.
So you can do it. No,
it's similar. It's a little heavier, but it's on ice,
But you got to turn it too and stuff.
And then I'm not going to do the broom stuff. I'm not. That's too much.
I think the broom probably would be better for you.
Nope. Too much action.
That's too much work.
Too much action. I just want to be this guy.
He just slide along and let it go?
Yeah. And then you let it go. And then you just like.
Where do you guys think you'll finish in the world?
We're not going to qualify.
Oh, okay.
And I don't have Nicaraguan citizenship. Although it's less important in the Olympics. I feel like that's just guns for hire. Speaking of guns for hire.
You don't have to. They'll find a way if you're any good.
Yeah.
You don't have to fight.
I don't think they'll find a way for you, though.
Oh, well, so why not?
If I do my work here,
he's not good.
I can't do my work
over
there.
You just had a qualifier.
You know.
If you're good, you said.
Yeah, if I'm good here, I have to be good here before, and then I come over. Yeah, I could see. If I start today, but I got draft. I mean, I got NFL season.
This just speaks to the nonsensical nature of this show. Because I wasn't pushing back on it, now John's all over you saying you couldn't do it. Like, we had this conversation about a month and a half ago, and he's like, no, he could do it. He could do it. Because I was saying no.
I forgot John was on my side.
If you say yes, then I got to say no. That's all.
John was like, no, he could for Nicaragua. Sure he could.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that's really the right answer.
No, I think he wouldn't be very good. Mm. I think he could for Nicaragua, but not that.
Yeah, I never said I'd be good. I just said I could do it.
That means anyone can do it.
That's why I'm very realistic with some of these things.
So you're not saying anything then. If you're saying you could get out there, a lot of people could get out there, but could you make a team?
No.
See?
No.
What kind of team? Curling?
The team in Nicaragua, the
a
curling
bad
team.
Curling team?
Yes,
probably.
Them.
Yeah, probably. I probably could. I don't curl.
Why did I do this?
Yeah, I don't curl.
Why did you back them to begin with a month and a half ago?
Because that was just because you didn't.
You were fighting me on it.
Because you didn't?
Yeah, I was right, though.
So I had to.
You had no reason to other than, Dell thinks something. Let me contradict it. And you don't even believe it. See, I told you. From segment to segment, you can't trust him.
Josh Pate came out with his SEC quarterback rankings. Let me see what you guys think here.
Is Arch number one?
No. Trinidad Chambliss, number one. Trinidad was better last year. Trinidad Chambliss, Arch Manning, John Mateer, Oklahoma, 3. 4 is Gunnar. Ooh. 4 is Gunnar Stockton. 5 is Sam Levitt. And I'm not a huge Sam Levitt fan. 6 is Alabama quarterback.
Whoever it is.
Yeah. 7 is Lenore Sellers. 8 is Marcel Reed.
Hold on. You got to feel pretty bad if you're Sellers and Reed that Josh doesn't even know who the starter is at Alabama, but he's taking them over you.
I know. Like, look, Marcel had some bad games at the end, but Marcel Reed's got to be.
Disrespectful.
Marcel Reed's got to be in the top 4. He's got to be ahead of.
You insulted him a little bit. You got a little out of order yourself.
The John Mateer hype is doing a lot of work to push him back up to three, and that was old hype. That's leftover hype. Gunnar Stockton, you're really putting Gunnar Stockton over Marcel Reed, and I think Marcel's a little bit of a product of some of the talent around him. But what has Gunnar Stockton done? Look, the SEC quarterbacks, Byron Brown, who, if you're a real one, you'd have Byron Brown probably inside the top six. Coming over from South Florida, Auburn, that dude can play. And then Austin Simmons, Missouri, is 10th. Lenore Sellers, 7. That's how he played last year. I mean, he's getting a ranking of where he played, but John Mateer's not, because John Mateer didn't play like somebody who'd be the third best quarterback.
Well, John Mateer should be behind Marcel Reed. He had a hand injury, though, which can really affect you. I mean, that doesn't get any worse for a quarterback than
I thought even before he got injured, he wasn't really playing that great. Well, not to the level of this hype that I'd heard about the great John. There was a lot put on the line. Like, the John Mateer hype was kind of crazy. He's not getting as much of it as Drew Mestermaker's getting some of that same hype, too, this year.
Yeah.
I wasn't impressed with Mateer. When I watched him, I thought I was going to see a lot better player than I saw. Mestermaker, I actually watched him the other day. I said, all right, he's got a little something, you know. Sam Levitt, 5. I'm not a Levitt guy. I figured. But, you know, Josh's rankings clearly are what he expects to happen this year. He said this the other day. This is how I believe by the end of the year, this is what it's going to look like. It's interesting. My son, who's at Alabama, they have what's called, so Steven Nelson is one of the directors of player personnel there. That's not Nelson. I can't remember Steven's last name.
The guy who called D'Amico
Steven
Dud?
Wise, no. A different Steven. He came from the Arizona Cardinals. And you know what's funny? In 19, he sent a direct message to me.
When did he come from the Cardinals?
Arizona Cardinals?
Like when was he a part of their organization? Because Steve Keim is in a bit of trouble.
Yeah, we'll get to the Keim thing as a separate story. So one of my son's bosses came over, and I like this kid a lot. He's good. And he reached out to me in direct message, like, I'm a scouting assistant here at this college. I just wanted to talk to you and, you know, get your opinion about my best way to move forward. I didn't even see this until 2024 because I didn't know there was a section in direct messages where it kind of filtered out. And I answered him. I'm like, oh, my gosh. I feel terrible. I missed this guy's text to me. I Google his name and saw that he was working for the Arizona Cardinals. And I reached out and said, hey, I just got this message somehow. And I just saw that you're with the Cardinals. And that's awesome. I mean, congratulations. Well, it turns out the same guy ends up going to Alabama is now one of my son's bosses. But he does what's called scout school, where he teaches them. They watched Reuben Bain in high school and college. They watched these players, and they learn. He wants to teach them more to evaluate, more like a professional evaluator. And they watched Trinidad Chambliss and Arch Manning. And I'm not going to give up all the thoughts on it, but it is interesting. People who watch tape on both players come away with a different opinion than people who just publicly are just saying stuff. You know, the hype, there's nowhere to run if you're watching tape. You can't run behind hype. You can't run behind anything. You just have to watch, and how they play is how they play. And then that's it. Same thing with John Mateer, Gunnar Stockton. This is a really interesting
list.
It's
not a great quarterback year for the SEC.
It's not. And once again, Byron Brown, John, do you remember watching him at South Florida last year? We saw him some. He was pretty sporty.
At the beginning of the season.
At the beginning of the season, he was really good.
Yeah.
Miami got him a little bit.
Yeah.
But I think he'll be inside the top seven.
He's a hit or miss.
He's a real, like, a thick body guy, too. He's hard to bring down.
Yep. All right. 713-780-3776. Time to talk about my peeps over at Houston Powder Coaters. Time to talk about Robin and what she does and what she has done for the city, how she beautified the city for the World Cup, how great that was that Houston Powder Coaters went around and beautifying the city. And why did the city pick them? And why do all of these public pools pick them? Your public pools are closed right now. This is the time to get your furniture from your public pools, your tables and your all of your chairs that surround the pool, the deck chairs, everything else. They're metal. You got to powder coat them. It's not costing you anything. It's part of the job to keep your public pool looking great. It's not coming out of your pocket, all right? That's coming out of your public fund, whatever it is. So get it done. Get it done right. Make sure that you got a great pool for everybody to go to next year. Do it now before the holidays, and it gets really, really busy at Houston Powder Coaters. You can be done with it, okay? You store it. It'll be beautiful, and it'll last a long, long, long time because Houston Powder Coaters takes care of business. You're looking for the best way to powder coat whatever metal it is. There's one place to go. The world's best. This is not just me saying that. They're on the world's best television show, and they came to Houston Powder Coaters and said, you guys are the world's best, so why don't you use them? HoustonPowderCoaters.com. Tell Robin you heard it right here.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Big breaking news.
What is it?
Dell, there's two breaking news as you can hit.
Well, it all depends on who you are at heart. If you are a capitalist at heart, you're going to like one thing. If you're just a fat kid at heart, you'll like this one. So we'll start with the capitalists at heart. The Lakers are being sold to Josh Kushner, he is the brother of Jared, and Bob Iger for $12 billion. $12 billion the Lakers are being sold for. And they were just bought last year by Mark Walter. He purchased a controlling interest in the team just last year from the Buss family. But now, you know, when a $12 billion offer is on the table, you make the deal. Iger and Kushner were looking into being part of the Las Vegas expansion basketball team. Instead, they go, hey, let's go after the Lakers.
Iger was just Wendy's boss.
So $12 billion the Lakers get.
What does
sold
Wendy
for.
Think of Bob Iger, John?
She loves Bob Iger.
I bet she does.
Does she know him? Does she dealt directly with him?
Yep.
I figured so. He's no longer.
She drove him around during the fires here.
He just, during the what? Oh, during the fires in L.A., yeah. He's no longer the head of Disney. He was the head of Disney for a couple different stints, and he's no longer there, which is why he was able to buy this. Looks like he made some money while he was at Disney.
Yeah, imagine that.
I know why they're raising my rates there all these times on Hulu and Disney and ESPN now.
So that is the business news. Maybe this will touch some of
some people
like a little bit more.
I own the Lakers.
No, it's
a little
not
bit.
Not at all. Not really. Starting August 24th, you'll be able to get the new chicken and waffle sandwich from Chick-fil-A all day long. Chicken, and of course they have the options. John, we know you're a regular. They also have spicy filet for the non-basic of you. There's bacon on it.
No.
There's also a honey butter spread. Bacon ruined stuff. What are you talking about? The honey butter spread is also a part of the mix. So those are the sandwiches.
All right. Can I get it on Sunday?
So we're trying to.
Still not open on Sundays.
But so they're mixing it up a little bit. They're adding a little diversity. So the chicken and waffle sandwich, I would eat that.
With bacon and the honey butter spread, if you so choose.
On that sandwich?
Yes. That's what it comes with.
That sounds pretty
strong. You have to take that stuff off if you want a different
one. No, for what?
Well, John's talking about stuff being ruined.
And you got to have a little,
and I would imagine. You get a side of syrup on the, as well.
Okay, so it's not like a McGriddle where it's baked into the.
No, you get the side of syrup on the side.
Okay.
Also.
I'd eat that.
I bet you would once your cleanse
not
is over.
Not today,
you're on the August 24th is when you get the chance. Also, they're going to offer a s'mores frosted coffee and s'mores milkshakes.
I get the s'mores milkshake. The coffee thing is just that's for high schoolers.
It'll have marshmallow syrup, chocolate covered graham cracker crumbles,
syrup.
Marshmallow whipped cream.
Yeah, that's like I said.
Told you for the
those are for college. Oh wait. Oh, no, that's not the coffee. That's the ice. That's the milkshake.
I think they're both going to have that in it.
That's a 560-calorie milkshake, if you're lucky.
Yeah, with the whipped cream.
Probably close to about 650.
The whipped cream on the milkshake, you're probably maybe above that. So the sandwiches is more what I'm interested in. I don't care so much about coffee or milkshakes.
That is big news. Yeah. And also the Lakers.
And the Lakers
huge.
Got sold.
Yeah. Huge news. Yeah. And the Lakers.
And the Lakers.
And also, Chick-fil-A doing the right thing, making it an all-day offer, not just a breakfast offer.
How about that?
You can get it anytime you want as long as they're open. Shout out.
How about that?
It is. Chick-fil-A is a very polarizing. I'm not talking political or anything. I'm just – Chick-fil-A in general is a very, and Cane's to an extent. No. I've noticed Chick-fil-A can be a very polarizing
topic. I don't
know anybody
who doesn't like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah. Cane's, one person at least.
There's some people who
I'm
don't.
That person.
Well, you're that person, but there's some people who don't like Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Who think it's a basic, you know, well, what is a steamed chicken sandwich?
Spice filet. They used to allow you to get it well done, to get it a little crispier. I don't know if all locations do that anymore. Mm-hmm. But I'm in on the spice filet. That's the only way I'll get Chick-fil-A. And nothing about Cane's will get me there.
Yeah, they don't even have, do they have chicken sandwiches?
Yeah,
Cane's hater.
Yeah. How many times do I have to say it? That chicken is just a delivery method for the sauce.
Brenda, get us Cane's on the air. I want
to
talk about it.
Then I have to be quiet.
And how stupid Dell is.
Then I have to be quiet about it. But if we're just being honest, it should be sauce and chicken on the side. That's the sauce.
I do like that they still serve Texas toast.
That's good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that
and
is
their fries are good, too.
The crinkle cut fries aren't pretty good.
Stop it.
My kids, I get it for my kids.
Everything about them. The chicken is great.
No, it isn't.
Yeah, it's great.
I just don't dislike fried chicken. It's like pizzas. Like, I'm going to eat whatever pizza.
This is not to say that it's bad. It's just bland.
You're dumb.
That's why you had that sauce, Del.
Yes, what I've been saying, exactly.
Shut up, dummy. Shut up, you big dummy.
You don't even eat Cane's that much. Once again, this is just you coming after me.
You're just fading Del
on
this.
I've never even seen you eat Cane's before.
Let's get to
these.
You
never talk about it unless it's in direct contrast to what I'm saying.
Speaking of food,
LSU guy.
You're a jack-in-the-box guy.
I am a jack-in-the-box guy. Who's on the line, Lance?
I don't know. Got a lot of people.
Chris, let's go. Chris, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, guys. Love the show, man. I mean, I'm a truck driver, so I'm just entertained every morning listening to you guys. And Dale's show as well is great. But I don't know if you guys already had talked about this or not. But at the listener party, did y'all already speak about it? There's an over and under on how many hugs Dale's going to get from the listeners?
I mean, What Dale didn't like the fact that you even said that because he doesn't want you even incepting people, putting that into their brain.
I'm going to go 6.5.
You know what? That actually is something. I mean, people do need to – break – you remember that thing where Robin Williams –
hugs.
In Goodwill Hunting where Robin Williams keeps talking to young – and Matt Damon has that gruff interior, and he finally breaks down and starts crying. It's okay. It's not your fault. It's okay. It's not your fault. And then he eventually breaks down because he's been carrying all that baggage. You need people to hug you until you finally break down and become a regular human.
I am regularly. I'm regular.
And he wants you to bring him Raising Cane's.
Who wants? Don't waste your money. You're just going to have boxes of Cane's strewn across the floor because I won't eat any of it. I'm there for the Neem Fuzz and the Ducky McSweeney's. That's the food that'll be there for us. But
so far. We're going to see if we keep adding.
I think I'm pretty normal not to want hugs from people I don't really know.
You do know them. You know them from the show.
I don't know them.
Callers?
I don't know.
Listeners, tweeters.
Everyone shows up as
you've
a
seen people at other parties before, so you've gotten to know them.
I've seen people before, and I see you every day. I don't hug you.
No, but listeners, you need to hug them.
No,
you need to let them be able to hug you.
Stop a hot girl? Each of a hot girl wants to hug you.
They'll do that.
Hot guy wants to hug you.
I don't look forward to for either gender. I'm not looking for
hugs. What about a gilf?
What about it? I'm not looking to hug.
Yeah, I know.
Mm-hmm. Who's looking to hug?
Looking to bump.
I've been pretty clear. I'm not looking for an emotional attachment with those women.
Who's next?
Well, speaking of longtime listeners, Gilbert is here.
Ooh, boy. Hey, Gilbert.
Bring me my food.
Gilbert.
Hello? Yeah, what's going on with y'all, lad?
Not too much. What's going on?
Cal Smith lately?
No, I didn't even know
about,
if he's alive.
What about his secretary, Lance?
Have you talked
to his secretary lately?
I have not talked to Tal Smith. I've talked to him one time in my life, and he was on a radio show.
What was it last
week?
I
honestly swear to God, I didn't know if he's even alive or not. I don't know.
So you talked to her?
No, after saying I've talked to him once in my life on the radio and that I don't know if he's even alive right now, that answer from context clues would tell you no. I have not talked to him.
But you could have talked to him just yesterday.
I haven't.
One time.
I haven't.
I asked you a question, guys. I'm on the phone right now.
What's that?
I'm talking to my therapist anyway.
You got to go see your therapist?
Are you going to the Hall of Fame thing?
What Hall of Fame thing?
Anybody, are you going this weekend?
This weekend to the Hall of Fame? No.
Are you going?
Dell, are you going to the Hall of Fame?
If someone was going, what do you want from the Hall of Fame?
Oh, that's what it is.
Are you going?
Let's say I am. What do you want from the Hall of Fame?
Oh, this is, why would you do this?
I want Tal Smith to come see me anyway.
Okay. Where's Tal Smith?
Okay, so here's the thing. But Baseball Hall of Fame, that already happened. That happened July 26th. The NFL Hall of Fame just happened last weekend,
Are the Astros putting somebody in there?
What kind of Hall of Fame are we talking about, Gilbert?
Baseball. Baseball Hall of Fame, the Astros.
Is there an Astros Hall of Fame ceremony?
Is there an Astros? Is that this weekend?
Will they induct
people into the, what is it called?
Their own Hall of Fame.
Oh. Are you going? Anybody going?
No.
Not to this
point. No one's going.
But if somebody is going and they see Tell Smith.
Tell them to
come see you.
And bring Lori as well, he said.
Is Lori the...
Alan Ashby and Phil Garner get in this year.
Okay.
Oh, Gar.
Will Tell Smith be there or not?
I doubt it.
We don't know that.
We don't know.
I doubt it.
Well, you don't know, though.
It is August 14th to 16th.
Oh, he knows what he's talking about.
Yeah, no, I knew he did. I needed to find out what he was talking about.
Are you going this weekend? Is Tell Smith going, though? Can someone answer that?
Are we supposed to just go and hope that Tal's there?
Well, we're supposed to find out for him.
So, Gilbert, how old do you think Tal Smith is right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's not a guess.
How old?
Wherever you will, anyway.
I don't know.
Well, you tell Wilcott to come and see me right now.
Right.
You want him just to see you, or do you want him to bring stuff?
Yeah, do you want him to check in, or do you want him to bring you some stuff?
Tell Will he needs to check in with me if he's going to be walking around Houston.
Tell Smith. Yeah, yeah.
How old?
Tell Will, call me right now.
Okay,
tell Will, call me right now. 780-3776.
Okay. Oh, you mean call the station right now.
Yep. Yeah. Gilbert, give the number again, please.
780-3776.
What's the area code? You're not giving it? Okay, there it is.
There it is.
713, yeah.
Gilbert, how old do you think, this is a question, how old do you think Tal Smith is?
What's that again?
How old do you think Tal Smith is?
About in 90, anyway.
Yeah, 92. Yeah. I don't think he's going to be at the Hall of Fame
the
ceremony.
Opening line from, because he was inducted himself into the Astros Hall of Fame in 2022. The opening line is, at 27 years old, Tal Smith arrived in Houston in 1960. I start to do the math. Wait a minute. He was 27 in 1960?
Yeah.
How old is he now? Yeah. Wow. Yeah. I don't know that Tal Smith's making it to places, Gilbert.
Tal had the best pipes. He could.
You don't think he'll be there?
I don't think he's going to. John, he's locked in on one thing at a time.
Gilbert, is Tal Smith's secretary going
to
be there?
Well, he's asking us. He wants to know.
Probably.
You think
probably.
So? Well, then somebody has to have her stop by and see Gilbert.
I'm just going
to
Google, who is Tal Smith's secretary?
Well, we know who it is, Lori.
What about Will?
We don't have any control over Will,
is
Gilbert.
Is Will going to the Hall of Fame?
Stop asking questions,
by the way,
John.
There's somebody named Judy Vienno who's the executive secretary at Tal Smith Enterprises. So I don't even – Gilbert, you're the old – she's not even there anymore. Meredith or whatever her name was, she's not even there.
It's Lori.
She must have been hot.
Yeah. What about Will?
Well, a long time.
What about Will? Hey, you guys, is Will there?
Will's not here. Will is a – grown man who has to do what he has to do. We don't control Will. Will chooses what he wants when he wants, and sometimes he's unavailable, unfortunately.
Will not available? What's wrong with him anyway?
Well, there's just been talk about some issues with
a
club foot.
No, he's got a life to live. He's not available at your whim.
Issues with a club
foot. Why are you putting club foot on Will?
That's what the words on the street is.
Gilbert would know. He's seen him in person. He knows he doesn't have a club foot.
He doesn't have a club foot.
Sometimes Will has to work.
It's a new one.
That's all.
Come on. That's not a club foot. All right, Gilbert, thanks for calling.
I guess.
If anybody's going and they see Lori, tell Smith's
or
secretary.
Or the guy that brings Gilbert food.
Or tell. Or Will.
You or know, Tiger Will, who brought him food.
If Will is at the Hall
or
of
Mega
Fame.
Or Mega Blast who brought him food.
If you guys don't enjoy the Gilbert calls, just make it a standing thing that you bring him steaks. And then you don't have to worry about these calls anymore.
Well, you will actually a lot more calls. It just takes more time.
On the show.
And your name. You know what? Actually, if you'll get a kick out of hearing your name, here's what I would do. Make your name. Tell them that your name is something like Richard Vargas's piping pipe company or something. Give him food from your company because he will mention your company's name. When is a Richard Vargas pipe company coming to bring me food? You'll get mentions on the air all the time.
Any client who is, maybe off for a week or two, like just send food over to Gilbert, and Gilbert will mention your name even when you're not doing live stuff with us.
Do you guys remember when Golden Palace was paying people to like Jeff Bagwell's
to
ex
wear stuff
was had it tattooed? I guess it was a temporary tattoo over his head. His ex wife.
No, his wife. His ex wife.
Yeah, his ex wife. Bagwell. Bagwell. Shauna formerly Bagwell. Miss Rockwear.
Right.
She had it tattooed. You had boxers who would have it on their back.
Yeah.
That's the same. Like, you could be doing the same thing with Gilbert, bringing him food and
Billy
having
Brown.
Him. Yeah, Aqueduct Plumbing Company. Billy Brown. The name Billy Brown. Billy would bring him stuff.
Oh, my
he
God.
Would get, now, it
Where's
also
Billy
comes
Brown
with,
Aqueduct Plumbing Company?
Yeah, but he's not doing commercials for you. He's demanding you bring him more food.
Yeah,
but you
just
get all those mentions?
You do get a lot of mentions.
What if you don't bring him food? It's actually better to bring him food than stop bringing him food.
Then stop.
And then he'll just mention you
all
anytime he calls.
Yeah.
That's how it works.
He's not appreciative. He's just...
You're not going to enjoy
it. He's demanding.
Yeah, when you're there, you won't probably enjoy it very much because he's going to just ask for other stuff.
Yeah.
But think of all the benefits when you're not around and he's calling this show over and over again.
Right. He is more demanding when he's not going to mention your appreciation. He's going to mention you in demands.
Yeah. He's like, man, I can't believe Billy brought me this food. I love him so much. No.
Nope.
It won't be like that.
Nope.
Hey, where's Billy?
Yeah. All right, we got a break. 713-780-3776. Don't go anywhere.
ESPN 97.5. You're listening to Houston's longest-running sports radio morning show.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
From the Huntington Bank Studios, here's John and Lance.
Okay, welcome back. This is our penultimate segment, which means what did we miss? I'll tell you what we missed, and real quick, we got Larry on the phone, right, Phil? Did you say Larry? Okay. Real quick, Kelce Sports has put out their the NBA Defensive Player of the Year power rankings and their best odds. Victor Wembanyama, Chet Holmgren, Walker Kessler, Bam Adebayo, Rudy Gobert, Ausar Thompson, Evan Mobley, Dyson Daniels, OG Anunoby, and Giannis Antetokounmpo. Feel like anything's missing there?
Yeah, I'm in.
Where is Almen?
You got
Where's
his
Almen
brother
in,
but you don't have Almen?
Ausar, but not Almen?
Yeah. Almen should be in there.
Almen should absolutely be
in there. I mean, it's a joke. Wembanyama, unless he's injured, is going to be the lock to win. He'll win that award 5 times in his career minimum. But he should be on that list.
Yeah.
This is why Kelce's going broke.
Kelce doesn't know. This is why people are.
This is why Kelce is. They're a losing prediction market. They're the worst prediction market.
Let's get Larry in here. Hey, Larry.
Maybe Lance can represent Japan in the Olympics. Before I ask my Astros question, did you hear about Akron University, what they're doing with their season ticket holders? They're having a drawing from, the tens of thousands of season ticket holders at Akron University. They're going to have a drawing, and one person is going to be able to call the plays on their opening drive of their first game.
Okay.
Yeah. I've seen that in scrimmages. I've never seen it in a real game.
Yeah, in a real game. And season tickets at Akron cost $75. My question about the Astros, since this is what are the odds Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
What are the odds Wednesday? I made a bet at the Golden Nugget before the season started that the Astros would win fewer than 86 games based on their injury issues last year and their questionable pitching rotation. So what are the odds that I win my bet that they'll win fewer than 86 games this season?
What are the odds? Pretty
good.
I think 50-50.
Pretty good. They'd have to be 10 games. They'd have to be 10 games over. That'd be 86 and 76. That's not – I don't think that's likely. I don't think it's 50-50. They're one game over right now. So my guess is best case scenario they get to maybe six.
I think you got a loser there, Larry.
Yeah. So you'd have to –
They're going over 86.
You think over 86?
Over.
Oh, no. I think you're still in play for sure. I mean, if you're 84, if you win 84 games, then you're what?
You're
84
always down
and
on our
you're 84 and 78. That's plus 6 games. I'm giving them plus 6 more.
Are they still catching the Rays, John?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. That's it. That's right.
You had a conversation after they were in the middle of their good run, and you said after your conversation with a close personal friend, the Astros are catching the Rays.
Me and Chance
Rays.
We're both on board.
Still,
Astros are catching the Rays. Best record in the league. That's what I said.
They're currently 14 games back in the loss column. With their 60 losses and the Rays, who have, 9-1 in their last 10, eight wins in a row, 14 games back in the loss column. It'll change. You think it's happening? They're going
to
make up
teams aren't
going to
be able
games.
To just avoid Peter Lambert.
Watch
you can't just
run
avoid Peter Lambert.
Is he starting
Watch the
every
run
game?
They go on, starting with Brian King today.
As your opener?
He's our opener today.
Yeah, the Astros could go on a run, but to the point where they make up 14 games?
14. Yeah, that's right.
All right.
Okay, that's all.
With
that's
how many
all
games to go?
There's
what is it?
Bunch.
41?
I don't know if you heard, but it's a long season.
It's 41. Oh. They got 41 games to go. They're going to make up 14 games in 41 games?
You don't know.
You're right, because it hasn't happened yet, but I'm going to say they don't do it. After playing 121.
Is your timeline
probably not
nonstop Kyler Murray little people that
no.
since
I haven't
he was,
looked. He was named
he was
starter.
Named he was named the starting quarterback of the Vikings.
How about name the week one starter they hadn't played a preseason game?
Well, we knew where this was
and
going.
This gets to the J.J. McCarthy not really getting much of a shot. But these head coaches and these teams, like the fans get pissed off. There's just no time. You
problem
can't give
was
guys
he
time.
Was yeah, the problem was he was really bad though. I mean
yeah. Well, I mean
it was
he was really bad. He only this is it was his first year.
Well, then he had all of this offseason. He didn't do anything that would make
he was
them
hurt.
Think differently.
No, I thought he was overrated coming out. But
well, they weren't going to give him a chance. I mean, they signed Kyler Murray.
They,
he's playing.
They weren't going to give him a chance. They traded a draft pick to move up.
They signed Kyler Murray, but it didn't cost them very much because Kyler got released, so he's still making his money from the Cardinals.
They didn't have to. I mean, the kid never really got a chance at all. Anyway, I think that there's bad vibes in the locker. I don't think his wide receivers like him.
No.
It's maybe one of the problems.
Oh, really? Have you seen anything Justin Jefferson
has
said?
That's exactly why I'm saying that.
It's not the money. Kyler Murray's making $1.3 million.
Yeah, it's not money. It's just a matter of – so as a rookie, he got hurt. Sam Darnold came in, so he didn't play his rookie year. Last year was his true rookie year.
I didn't say they made a big commitment. I said they signed him. He's playing.
That's not going to stop you because if we go
back – because Tua is over there. I mean, he was the favorite. Kyler Murray's the favorite because you know what? He knows how to play football.
Yeah, the prime example is the Russell Wilson, Matt Flynn thing. They gave Matt Flynn money and Russell Wilson, the rookie, was the better. If there's no enough financial commitment, if McCarthy was better, he would have won the job. He's not good.
Yeah. This is a problem is a lot of people are projecting him based on being a basic, simple game manager and an easy offense to run at Michigan. I don't know. I mean, it was just way too much. We'll see. We'll see. I don't know if will he have – now, I'll also say this. It's not like he doesn't have any talent. J.J. McCarthy has some talent. He might be a guy who ends up being a pretty good quarterback in 3 more years, but he's going to have to go the way of backup quarterback looking for redemption, just like Little Hand Kenny or Sam Darnold or obviously Baker Mayfield. He's going to have to be one of these guys who – washes out, and then tries to make a comeback.
I think the problem is that people could point to Little Hand Kenny and others and go, in some spots, and go, the environment for the quarterback wasn't great. No one would say that about Minnesota. We just saw Sam Darnold have a good year there. Kevin O'Connell's looked at as a guy who...
He got one year. And they were out.
And that was enough for Kevin O'Connell, who's supposed to be a quarterback guy, to go, nope.
Yeah, but Kevin O'Connell's the same quarterback guy who was in on taking him, obviously, and trading a pick to get him.
And got it wrong.
And then, look, if he figures it out that quickly that I got it wrong, I would just be surprised if he did. It cost the GM. It's one of the things that cost their GM his job. Is he that bad that he can't even, like, you don't even see him as a developmental quarterback?
They didn't let him.
You don't take developmental quarterbacks in the first.
But they also didn't.
Ask the Colts with Anthony Richardson. It's problems.
You guys both started this by saying, didn't even get to the preseason game, and they said no.
That's how much they're out on him. They're clearly out on him. I'm just saying it is highly unusual. This is what it's become. Josh Rosen got this, and Josh had a lot of questions about his personality. This is the first time I've seen it where technically he got 2 years, but not really. His first year he didn't get a play because he was hurt, and Sam Darnold reinvented his career. With that year in Minnesota, it helped jumpstart his new career, turn into a Super Bowl winner. No one can ever take that away from him. And then you have J.J. McCarthy got 1 year of being a starting quarterback, and they're like, done. Bring in the little guy.
Who said that? Which?
Bring in Lan. Bring in Tyrion Lannister.
All of the little people videos that are out there today is just. Holy cow. People, stop already. Poor little Kyler.
Well, and you just called him poor little Kyler.
You're one of those people.
He was.
Don't listen to John.
What's he talking about? One of those people.
I just looked at my timeline, and John has retweeted four different memes of him being little.
I did not retweet one.
He's listed as the same height as Bryce Young.
That's not true. He's not the same height as Bryce Young. That's false. Bryce is listed at 5'10", though, right?
Yes.
How tall do you have to be to go to St. Arnold?
They don't have a height requirement. Well, they do have an age requirement, though.
Yeah.
They don't have a height requirement. It's not like a roller coaster where you have to stand next to a sign with a mark on it and be this tall to drink some cider or drink some beer or enjoy yourself. Not a St. Arnold. St. Arnold's just, now they will check your license. I mean, obviously, they're responsible people. Love Lenny Ambrose. Love the entire company. Our very first remote experience, John and I, when we were at 610, was with St. Arnold's, and we met listeners there for the very first time. It was really cool. Now we're doing listener appreciation party for the second year in a row. When you go to starnold.com, on the upper right hand corner, you can see private events. Click on that, and they host for a variety for weddings, wedding receptions, big company events. They have AV stuff that you need to get on a mic and talk to bigger groups if that's what you need to do. PowerPoints, you know, you can have beer and food and everything catered and still get something business related done, or have holiday parties there, or big fantasy football drafts in one of their smaller event rooms. So big event room, a smaller event room, the beer garden. I mean, they've got something for everyone. And of course the food and the beer and the cider and the service is outstanding. Always has been, always will be. It's St. Arnold. Go there right now. Get your corporate event or your holiday party or your wedding reception locked in today by going to the private event section at starnold.com.
Time now for News of the Weird.
People are weird.
With John and Lance.
That's real weird.
You guys planning on going to Mexico anytime soon? If you are, I would be careful. They have flesh-eating screw worms. The human cases have topped 500, 6 deaths. Screw worms.
Flesh-eating screw worms sounds terrible.
You know what I don't want ever? A flesh-eating screw worm.
I know I was a kid, but I remember the boar worms from Ming the Merciless on Flash Gordon. Bring me the boar worms. You did
what
not
about,
want the poor worms.
What about the earworms that go in? And
yeah, I don't want that. I don't want any worms.
Screw worms. They look like screws. That's why they're called screw worms. And they're eating flesh. You know what's the worst thing ever is flesh eating.
Yeah, anything flesh eating, I'm out on.
Yep.
Feels like you can't slow it down.
So it's apparently it's really hot in North Korea.
Okay.
And the North Koreans are being urged to beat the heat with dog meat soup. Oh, do you want some dog meat soup?
No.
What's the name of your little dog?
Splits. Marathon Splits.
What about split soup?
So it's a cold soup?
Nope.
Like a gazpacho or something?
It swelters to the it's everything from dog meat soup to chicken broth. Okay. Apparently it is some kind of, I guess dog soup is cold. It's best served cold.
Ugh.
Okay. But there's a traditional belief in North Korea that it helps people withstand summer heat.
I mean, legitimately, I don't know why I look at dogs and horses and hear about that. Is this differently than cows? We literally drank from the time we were young. And to this day, there's a glass of milk or whatever. I mean, I like a cold glass of milk. How did we get to a point where I just always think we're drinking something that came from the udders of a cow and just no problem with like, yeah, of course, cow milk, of course.
To me, who's the first person that said, look at this bug in the mud, let's eat it?
You're talking about crawfish.
Crawfish.
Yeah.
I mean, a crawfish is gross. It's raised in mud and rice patties. I mean, what is wrong with you? Why would you put that in your mouth? And yet, because someone did, because someone dared, guess what happened?
Here's news of the weird. Did you see Chris Berman video at the Hall of Fame?
No.
Just Google it. That's all. What else do you have, John? Google it and you won't. And it's, well, so.
It's not great. If you are Chris Berman. And you didn't want people to know you walk places. It's not great. Oh. To your cow question, I'm trying to make sure this is true, but according to a survey for U.S. Dairy, 7% of American adults, which means about 23 million people, believe that chocolate milk comes directly from brown cows.
Oh, see, this is why our society, we got to stop saying, why can't we do this? In Norway, they do this, or in this country, they do this. Guys, our country is hella stupid. We have some real dummies in our country. You have to acknowledge we're full of dumb. Dumb people.
If you ever see videos of people asking young people on the beach,
oh, it's horrible.
Anything. It's just such a.
Granted, you're cherry picking videos, but still, the fact that they're out there is terrible.
Yeah, that funny Titans video where no one could identify the logo. You laugh at it because it's just
the
football.
Logo of what?
No one could identify logos of NFL teams.
No,
That's funny, but that's just how society works.
Well, you know, this generation,
just NFL football logos.
Based on scores, this is the first generation that is less intelligent than the generation before them. And it's and it coincides directly with smartphones and social media.
No, not Fauci. You guys, you're the parents of this generation. Not you, John, so much, but Lance is.
Yeah.
My kids My kids actually, in school, they don't really learn as much.
The adults who are blaming the Zoomers, the Gen Z, this is your fault.
No.
Yes, it is.
Dumb
you're the
is
parents.
Dumb. No, if you
Lance's
don't care.
Fault.
It's not my fault.
It's still care.
I agree.
It's not my fault.
My kids, nurture.
My kids are not. No, my kids. No, my kids actually are pretty smart. They just don't work hard.
That's on you.
They just don't care that much.
That's on you.
They care about things they care about.
You keep saying that.
Like going 82-0 on that game, 82-0.
As many times as you want. That's on you.
Mason cares about 82-0. Sebastian cares about choking people in jiu-jitsu. They took and passed and have college credit for
soccer
AP
every
courses.
Day.
Yeah, and one of them's a new soccer player.
I'm sure he may be the next Messi. You don't know.
He's getting a late start.
You don't know.
Late start.
Yeah, he could make billions and billions of dollars playing soccer.
The closest thing he's going to come to being Messi is having a full legs tattoo like Messi has.
That's probably it. We're done. Mopey and Mapes are next right here on ESPN 97.5. Hope you enjoyed the show. We're giving away a spot in our fantasy draft tomorrow morning in the 7 o'clock hour. Make sure you're here.
Listening to ESPN 97.5.